This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central Bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast, somewhere between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra late tonight. India Meteorological Department has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 kilometers per hour during the landfall of Dana, and the landfall process will continue till early morning of tomorrow with widespread impact to the region. Kendrapada, Balasar, Mayurbhanj, Jagatsinghpur and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be the worst affected by Dana, along with heavy to extremely heavy rainfalls, while the 9 other districts of the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. All air services from and to Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. People living in low-lying areas and coastal areas are being shifted to multipurpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges and universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. In view of the severe cyclone Dana, 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along East Coast. The decision was taken in the meeting chaired by the Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to review the preparedness by the concerned zonal railways, which includes East Coast Railway and Southeastern Railway. Meanwhile, Indian Coast Guard has also implemented a series of preventive measures to safeguard lives and property loss ahead of the landfall of Cyclone Dana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi last night after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the IGC tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of its flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. The minister will deliver a keynote address on India's vision for development and security, underscoring the importance of comprehensive security in achieving Vikasit Bharat at the rate 2047. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will also address the audience, highlighting the Indian Army's significant contributions to nation building, including initiatives aligned with Atmanirbhar Bharat. Jammu and Kashmir police has released the photographs of 2 foreign terrorists involved in Sunday's terror attack on a workers' camp in the Gandharbal district. The photographs were developed from footage recorded by CCTV cameras installed inside the camp in Gaganjir area in Gandharbal. Police had said earlier that 2 foreign terrorists had entered the workers' camp in the evening in the Gaganjir area and fired indiscriminately at the unarmed, innocent civilians. In Turkey, at least 5 people were killed and 22 others injured in an attack on the Turkish aerospace industry's TUSAS headquarters near Ankara yesterday. Security forces neutralized 2 terrorists during the incident. In cricket, New Zealand were 32 for no loss in their first innings against India on the first day of the second test match in Pune when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and chose to bat first. India has made 3 changes in the playing 11, with Akash Deep, Washington Sundar and Shubman Gill replacing Mohammad Siraj, Kuldeep Yadav and KL Rahul. Meanwhile, New Zealand has made 1 change to their team, with Mitchell Santner replacing Matt Henry. And that is the end of this news bulletin.